that we both meet up in heaven and fall in love again just like the first time. And I know it all sounds lame, but I know you feel the same. I told my friends that I'd date you. No one believed it would come true. But look where we are. We run away. I know one day we'll get to that part.
Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Welcome to a brand new hour, 7:01 on the coast with your girl TJ. And here's what's making waves in Van City. So I'm sure by now you've heard about John Horgan, but just in case you haven't, our former premier's passed away after a public battle with cancer. So tributes, if you're online, you see them. They're being shared by friends and family and his former colleagues. Their sentiments, you know, if you put them together, here's what I feel like they're painting a picture of: a leader with a really great sense of humor, a temper, and someone who could quickly turn a problem into a solution. John Horgan was just 65 years old. In other news, and Washington, D.C. now, where today President-elect Donald Trump will meet with President Biden at the White House. And since he won last week's election, Trump's been busy forming his new administration. Few details there. It includes several U.S. politicians who have expressed concerns about Canadian border security. So that could get interesting. Trump's also announced a new defense secretary who believes women should be removed from combat roles in the U.S. military. Another interesting thing to keep an eye on. Let's bring it back home. On the ice last night, Canucks battled the Calgary Flames and came out on top. Another quick turnaround for our Canucks, too, because we have a game at home Friday night. We'll host the New York Islanders at Rogers Arena. And finally, it's been a pretty stormy night on the South Coast. This hour, the earlier wind warning's been lifted, but damage is done. BC Hydro still working to restore more than 10,000 residents and businesses. But one of the more notable outages this morning, which was along Oak Street, right in front of the BC Women's and BC Children's. According to the BC Hydro website, that has been restored. However, just in case you do come across any traffic lights there or anywhere else that are out, take care as you move through those intersections. And then how about the actual legit forecast? Mornings with Tara Jean. How about it? Still have this rain warning in effect. Showers are going to stick around all day with the risk of thunder this afternoon and a high of 12. Right now at 555 West Georgia, it's heavy rain and 9.
you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you.
Released this really in-depth new podcast about her life and career. I've heard it. It was great. It's called Celine Understood, and it's definitely a deep dive and a pretty revealing look at her life. These are, you know, they go way back too, from her days as a francophone singer in Quebec to marrying her manager, Renee, who we probably all remember was a whole 26 years older than her.
Je t'ai dit non.
She sounds incredible. She always has.
Celine places dark purple lilies on Renee's coffin.
Yeah, the funeral of her husband, the birth of her boys, and of course her return this year when she sang at the Olympics in Paris. Again, that pod is called Celine Understood. And it also does include the story of her journey with stiff person syndrome. It's a neurological disease that has caused Celine so much suffering. But again, this year, Celine says, I'm back.
Tara Jean in the morning. Wave 98.3.
The Gingerbread Men return with another holiday cabaret.
Holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
These crooners are ready to show you a holly jolly good time featuring their signature banter and buttery smooth vocals. Don't miss The Gingerbread Men, another holiday cabaret presented by the Arts Club Theater Company. December 5th to 22nd at the Newmont Stage at the BMO Theater Center. For tickets, visit artsclub.com.
Respectful is cool.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
of Elliott's Corner Pocket. And man, we haven't seen a morning like this at BC Ferries in quite some time. So to Wasson to Swartz Bay, now clocked in at a 5 sailing wait. This is all connected to, I guess, some wind-related cancellations last night and just the inability to catch up this morning. There haven't been any cancellations on that route, and they're trying to catch up, but that could change pretty quickly now that it's getting so backed up. The 5 p.m. from Tawasin to Swartz Bay, almost sold out. So do check in with bcferries.com. And I'm going to say even reconsider heading to the terminal in Tawasin this morning. Maybe see how that rolls out. I mean, you do you. I wouldn't want to give you any advice and have it turn sour on you. And all of a sudden BC Ferries is like, actually, we're fine. Whatever. That wouldn't happen. Although stranger things have happened. We'll keep an eye on BC Ferries. Enjoy new music, Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.
Thank you.
Wednesday, my friend. It's Wave 98.3 with the Clayton Scott Group on the money. Sometimes I'm grooving in here so hard and then I start talking and I think you're going to kind of hear me out of breath and bopping. I'm TJ. It's 7:31 on the coast and here's what's making waves in Van City. Can I hear it for BC Hydro straight up, right? Crews this morning working hard to restore power to nearly 15,000 customers on the South Coast. And I will say a lot of the major Metro Vancouver outages have been restored over the last few hours. So what's left is primarily on the Sunshine Coast. And I hear seashells mostly in the dark and really going through it. But that wind warning that kind of walloped us there, it's now been lifted. And we're still dealing with a rainfall warning this morning and for very good reason. So your full forecast in a moment. Meanwhile, today in BC, flags are going to fly at half mast at all provincial and federal buildings. This is after the death of former BC Premier John Horgan. The flags will remain at half mast until after his funeral and memorial service. And I'm hearing there's no date for that just yet, but I'm sure they'll set it soon. John Horgan was just 65 years old. Shifting to sports, we're going to check in with Rogers Arena. It was a win last night, 3-1 for the Canucks over Calgary. Let's go. Next game is Friday night, and it's against the visiting New York Islanders. And finally, wave weather. Ooh, it's a wild one. We got a rainfall warning in effect. It's locked in with up to 90 millimeters of rain by the end of the day. That's all accumulating and primarily heavy on the North Shore and for West Van. And it's going to be showers all day with the risk of thunder and a high of 12.
I had to go out there just to get some kicks, and I love.
Wave 98.3.
To share with you guys my personal memory of our former premier John Horgan on the show this morning. I'm TJ. It's Wave 98.3 with Kenny G. And thank you for being here. I know yesterday we got hit with that news that after a real battle with cancer that John Horgan had passed. He was 65 years old, and while he was premier, I was working at another radio station. This was quite a few years ago, and he came into the station to say hello. He was brand new in that seat, and my memories of him are that he was very personable. He was very funny. He really did take the time to connect with me and my co-host. It wasn't like when Trudeau came to the station years ago and it was really about a selfie opportunity. It was a photo op, you know, all that kind of stuff. He never actually connected with us. Horgy, as I called him with respect, he sat with us. He talked about, you know, what matters to you. He asked us questions. But the real big takeaway that I have from John Horgan is just how firmly he shook my hand. It was one of those guys when he shook my hand that it kind of, you had to shake off your hand after he did it. And I just wanted to say to him, like, John, I'm a lady.
What's the plan for the holiday party? Same as last year? I wouldn't mind a change.
Actually, we're going on a Taste Vancouver food tour. I went on the Gastown one. There were 7 stops with food, drink, and a very entertaining tour guide that told us about the history of Gastown. It has like 500 5-star reviews.
Sounds great.
Discover an impressive culinary scene on a Taste Vancouver food tour. Perfect for groups of 16 or less with 3 tours to choose from. Dietary requests available. Book today at Taste Vancouver Food Tours.com.
Is Wave 98.3, proud supporters of good thoughts, good times, and good friends. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Simple feeling, beautiful, true. Dreaming of a perfect life. So fulfilling, gotta believe. Dreaming of a perfect life.
Hey, no matter how far, no matter the cost, we'll find a way. Hey, we can't slow down, no matter how daunting the distance between us may often seem. 1,000 miles.
Benson, and this is Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe on a Wednesday morning. Welcome to it. And of course, today we are kicking off Grey Cup Week in much bigger fashion. So this evening at Canada Place, come one, come all, bring the family. It's the opening ceremony at 6 o'clock. There's going to be music, festivities, lots of smiles. Unfortunately, not a lot of BC Lions jerseys because we're not in the Grey Cup this year, even though we're hosting it on Sunday. It's going to be Toronto versus Winnipeg. And if you're going to be in-house, even Lionsless, it's going to be absolutely just, I wish the roof could be open for you. That's what I wish, right? But 'tis not the season. Also, tonight, after that opening ceremony, whether you're at Canada Place or maybe across the pond on the North Shore, there's actually a drone show. It's supposed to be one of the biggest Canada has ever seen. That kicks off 8:30 to 8:50 tonight as Grey Cup Week continues. Here's the Jazz Masters. This one's called Touch and Go on the Wave.
This is CIWB-FM at 98.3 FM, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Just shy of 8 o'clock this morning, we made it. And here's what's making waves on the West Coast. So it's been less than 24 hours since we heard the news that our former premier has passed away after a public battle with cancer. John Horgan being remembered by friends and family and his former colleagues who all, it seems that people pretty much loved him, but you know, they're not painting like a perfect picture of a man after his death. Their sentiments say he was a great leader with a great sense of humor, but he was also known for having a temper. But he was also someone who could quickly turn a problem into a solution. The sign of a great leader, hey? John Horgan was just 65 years old. In other news, have you guys been wondering about the teenager who was diagnosed with bird flu last week? He's in the Fraser Valley, by the way, and unfortunately, the news is that he's still in critical condition. So a lot of people wondering about, number one, the source of his bird flu, and it may never be known, but it is believed to be an animal that he probably came into contact with. The spread of bird flu in humans in recent years, I was just looking into it. According to virologists, it's made an inevitable spread here to Canada because it's been seen around the world, especially in humans down in the States. For now, too, there's no vaccine available in Canada to protect us from bird flu. Back home on the ice last night, Canucks battled the Calgary Flames and came out on top. Final score 3-1. And we got a bit of a quick turnaround, too. Tomorrow night, Canucks are hosting the New York Islanders for a Friday night game at Rogers Arena. And finally, man, it was a really stormy night on the South Coast. This hour, the earlier wind warning was lifted, but damage is done. BC Hydro still working to restore power to nearly 15,000 residents and businesses. But at this point, most of them are on the Sunshine Coast. And how about this actual forecast? And here's what's up for the day. Rain, thunder, and a high of 12. Now, for that reason, because the rain's so beefy today, we do have a rain warning that's still locked in. I'll keep you updated. Right now at 555 West Georgia, it's 9 degrees.